You're holding your Zayinim and Aleph, the second white line in the run, where he starts talking about the Gemara. Okay. Zayinim and Aleph. Okay. Kiman Domer Harani Nozer. The Ron's going to bring a girsa, which we don't have in our Gemara. He's going to explain it, and then he's going to explain. Let's go back to our girsa. Okay. The girsa starts like this. Kiman the Omer Harani Nozer, Habali Nozer. As soon as he says Harani Nozer, he's a Nozer. Mechiach Tzuva, but when he eats, let's say, grapes, which is also to eat, umasrin bay, and then we give him a hasra, mechayev will call achila v'achila. I did the ketani shuol shalo eichol, tarinami hereni nozer im eichol, v'lelum gami nozer l'tzorach l'memer im eichol. Zua girsa ksuba mixes and uschos bachi berusha. This is the girsa which some of the versions of the text have, and this is how we explain it. So the Mora is asking a question. It's two questions. Okay. One question is, why are we at all connecting the Zeris to Imoichel? The point over here is not the Imoichel, the point is the Zeris can be Chal twice. We could say the same thing without saying Imoichel. The kashal esu, and the second question is: the itli and the zirus bechila, harinozi moichol. Chalazim the sagile. So a person says harinozi imoichol. So, what does imoichol mean? So let's say for argument's sake, he eats a kazayas. So he's a nozer. He's the second kazayas. So he's right there a nozer. Anytime he eats, he's chayv. He becomes a rani nozer. If he doesn't put any type of a qualification on that, rani nozer yimoichol. So for the next rest of his life, every time he says he eats, he becomes a nozer. So what does that mean, yimoichol? Why? The kol kaim alon perak shuas sayim basa. There's more in shuas. The mishnah is pshalo yimoichol kikur zeh. The person swears he's not going to eat a kikur. The law is called Kazayas Bazayas Shaboy Nishba. Even though you said Kikur Zeb, which maybe the Chur means he should not transgress his Shavuah until he eats a whole Kikur, because he said he's not going to eat the Kikur, this Kikur. So we could have argued, and that the more says that if he says, let's say a person would be Nishba, I'm not going to eat this whole Kikur. So that we understand, he means the whole Kikur. He's Nishma, not going to eat this kikur. We could understand that to mean the whole kikur. The Mor says, no. I'll call Kzayas Vizayas Shabai Nishma. So the Mor is assuming, Hilkach Misha told him, Zirusoi, Be'im Oichel. So the same way we say, Shalo Oichel means every Kzayas. Im Oichel also means I'll call Kzayas Vizayas Shabai, told him, Zirusoi. Therefore, Viki Oichel Tuva. The Nazirus Achas. Okay. Because the Morris question is, so the Ron says, therefore we're asking, if he eats a kazayas, and then he's an nozer, and he eats another kazayas, and we inform him that this will make you a nozer again, he's a nozer. Now, so to round, that's how the more presented. The more this nusach of this girsa says umasrin bay, remember the first line of the run, umasrin bay mechayev kol achas achila b'achila. So why, what's to do with hasra? By hasra, by the punishment of the Gemara, whether in shuas. if a person eats multiple kazesim, he only gets malchus multiple times if there's independent hasra for each kazayas. But over here, it's not an aveira that you need hasra. Manir ba'enai the lahachi ba'enan the last year ba'ben called kazayas v'zayas. Mishum the loyadifi achilas halalim liyischai b'aleim naziris. It's not more powerful to create achilas based on create naziris based on achilas kishetolo b'hen. And these chayvel and korban umalkus kishenish v'shal yochel kikuzu. It's not any more powerful to do that. Kishem shal yischayv korban umalkus binin chiluk ben kol kazayis v'zayis. Ila malkus basra ila korban m'shtei alomus. Hachinami kishetol naziris behen binin shiu hasros mechalkus. So what's the pshat? A person eats five kazesim with one hasra. Is the pshat he's only getting malchus on the first kazayas, and the rest or whatever? But the pshat is calls well. There's only one hasra, so we look at this as one achila, and he's getting malchus for all five. So the Ran's arguing that he gets malchus for all five. We look at it as one achila. The point of the hasros mechalkus or the shtei alamas is. Now we look at it as two distinct. Now we look at it by this separation, the two distinct actions, and each one is mechayev its own malchus. Otherwise, you look at it as we look at it as one action. So over here also, you need to give it a status of separate achilas to generate separate naziris. We need something to divide it. Dividing the heed, meaning the mission ispa shlo yochel kikuzu, al kol kazayis v'zayis nishpa. There's no question that even though he say each kazayis he swore, he doesn't mean the whole thing as one unit. It means each kazayis is us. Filhochi im loy hisur boy el asur achas in a look el achas. The holy sun shabatara kol kazayis v'zayis shabahem uchayiv. Filhochi in a look yishtayim el basros machalukis. You need something to divide it. L'karben nami eno chayiv ela achas ela b'shtei alomis sachanami ki tol naziris b'achilas kikir tzarech shiyu asros mechalkus bein kol kazayis b'zayis shaboy diloy l'mikri ela chila achas l'mechayiv ela ela chad naziris kein nirali. So I understand why you need hasro over here to make it into distinct actions of achila. Otherwise it's one ma'aseh achila, so one ma'aseh achila generates one naziris. Okay, so that's the question of the Gemara. Reason before from Acharim Bezet Mashal and Yerbein. I've seen on this girsa other explanations why you need hasra, which I don't like. So that's the worst question. Umatarza. Adi Tani Shua Shal Oichol. You're right. Did not have to say im Oichol. Could have said Rainy knows. Rainy knows. But since by the case of Shua it said Shiloh Yoichel, then the Harani Nozer, Harani Nozer Sagule, Harani Nozer, Harani Nozer would accomplish the same thing that he's going to become a Nozer twice. And Vinami told him, Yerusha be Yoichel, Bechad, Harani Nozer, Yoichel Sagule. And furthermore, the Mishnah says, Harani Nozer, Yoichel, Harani Nozer, Yoichel, I don't need that. I could have said Harani Nozer Imoichel once, and then each achila generates a separate naziris. El of the Adi Deitzrich Lemitli B'Shua Shua B'Achila Lemitlba. By the case of Shua, it's Shua Shloichel Shua Shloichel. So we're also by the case of Nozer also the Lemitli Nami Shloichel Shloichel Diloy Pshita Shenachay Berlachas. The Kiddush of the Sefer is that there is multiple Shuas. So Shua Shalaychol, Shua Shalaychol. So therefore, Tolinam in the Naziris Bechila Uvikfela Uvikafle. Okay, so that's the Girsa. Tim will have on the Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't have it. It goes straight to this. The Chayk is between Rav Huna and Shmuel. So Shmuel, the Rav Huna says this halacha, Reini Nozer. Reini Nozer only worked, he says, Reini Nozer Hayom, Reini Nozer Lamacher. The bigger the mitzvah of Yom is you say reclaimer. The Chesham already knows the Lamacher. Yes, we must know the word, but Shim the Yom Macherus, the Eilech Lamad Yom. Stam is here, is 30 days. The person didn't say it otherwise, he means 30 days. So he's counting from, starting from, when he says already knows the Lamacher, he doesn't mean this same Naziris that I'm starting now. I'm in Nozer today, I'll be in Nozer tomorrow. He means Yom Makabal Naziris starting tomorrow. Okay. Even if he says I only know for one day, he still has to do 30. So he's in Nozer now day 31, which he wasn't before, so that's one day. Well, one day is Machayev 30. He's Mekhayev himself one more day. Well, Al Korcha Mein Alamed, one day automatically is 30. Shmuel Amar Filo Harini Nozer Yom Harini Nozer Yom Naziris Chalav Naziris the Mashlein the Minozer Lahazer Nafkelon Duchei Gavna Monish Naziris. Okay. So according to Rav Huna, that first question in the Gemara that the Ran has that girsa, it needs it's going to be a problem because already knows the imaychol. They're saying that now he eats two achilas, he's chayv twice with hasra in between. So according to Shmuel, yeah, the exact same nazir twice works. The Karn Rav Huna doesn't work. Haredi knows Hayom, Haredi knows Hayom won't work. So Haredi knows Hayom Oichel, when he eats two achilas, he wouldn't be chal. It's only going to be chal if he says Haredi knows Hayom, and the second time he says Haredi knows Hayom. So I don't know. The Rad doesn't tie back that I was expecting the Ran to tie back, and I haven't seen this Gemara too long to, I should admit, even I think last time I learned the Nandorim was 82. Yeah, I was expecting Ron to say that Rav Huna is answering the question of the Gemara. You're asking me why are your Torah is into saying Reina Nozer twice. You say Reina Nozer Yomoichel once, and that's good enough. The answer is Rav Huna says it doesn't work. You need to after Reina Nozer Yomoichel and the Machers. That's why the Mishnah has to double the Lashon. I was expecting the Ron to tie it in. Okay, he doesn't do that. Okay. Fine. So the more I ask the question, Rav Huna, Adatani ain't Shuach Besech Shuach, Lissi Yesh Neder Besech Neder, Bein Neder Besech Neder. Instead of looking for two different cases of contrasting Neder to Shuach, in Neder itself depends what he says. That's the Morris question. But the Morris, according to Shmuel, we understand why we're contrasting Neder, which works. Harein Nozer Hayom works, whereas Shua, it doesn't work. So further on the cash, in Termer, L'Shmuel Nami, Minicha. Hardly did they Nami, how will the Liflik will miss me? We could differentiate. In Neder, B'Sef Neder. There are cases where ain't neder b'sof neder. Mishkahu's law. Remember, cut him a lie, kick your zet. Cut him a lie, kick your zet. Shenachayv elachas. How do I know that? The ha b'mas nisin loytanan yesh neder b'soch neder elim l'shtayim. Can appreciate. We don't say when he's a nazir twice simultaneously, and every time he does an aver of naziris, he's chayv two malchus. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said that it takes effect in regards to the fact that he has to do a second naziris after the first one, but that it should be in effect during the time of the first naziris that he should be a nazir a second time. Is that true? So when he says cut him like kicker zeh, so the only one that takes effect regards that after the first one is no longer relevant, the second becomes relevant. Well, as long as the kicker is in existence, the first one's relevant, so the second one never is relevant. So ain't that ever self netter in that scenario. The only thing would be in the case you'd be matter the first netter, the second one will be chal. But meanwhile, nothing happens. So Shmuel itself also, we have a case in that of Neder. The Shmuel Gufay, Matzil Lefluke, Ben Neder Gufay. So Shmuel also, we can be Michalik in a case of Neder. B'yesh Loimer. Something wrong. The chimach of the Rav Huna listening yesh neder b'soch neder bein neder b'soch neder. The more I ask that we should say according to Rav Huna, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Loy makshi loymer. The more doesn't mean to ask. Ad amaflig bein neder l'shua liflig bein neder gufei kider kol liflig b'listi b'didei shibashas. The question here is not the standard question you have in Shas. The standard question you have in Shas is, if I can differentiate within one topic, I'd rather do that contrast within one topic, A versus B, than contrast two different topics. That's the standard Lifted Galisabidideshabishas. So Tarana doesn't mean that over here, because the Hachi Makshinon, the Shmonami, the Shmonami takes a Kinapricious. You're right, if that's the question. Like I said, that's the same question on Shmuel as well. El Kiyagav no loy makshin. That's not the question. How do I know? Look, Kosha Klau. It's not a question at all. Why? The Tana Achermer bin Nador mi b'shuvos koy. The Tana is going back on that which you said before, that there are chumras of neder over shuvah. So what you want to say is like this: Shua never works, and Neder, there's one case that works. So you're asking, well, Neder, there's some cases that don't work. Okay, that's true, but that's not the point of our Mishnah. The Mishnah Chumra, the Ika Ben Neder, Mi B'Shuas, Linyan Neder B'Sach Neder. That we say in regards to Neder B'Sach Neder, there are scenarios of Neder which work, and Shua never works. So that question, well, why don't you discuss two cases of the netter, is a ridiculous question. You can't ask at all. So that's not the question. Okay, so what is the question? Ella Hachi Makshin and the Rafuna. Hechi Pasik Tana Batana. How could the Tana give this unequivocal statement, unqualified statement? V'tana yesh neder b'sach neder. The master the b'chol inyan. That's always true. However, the frushe will say the Mishnah should have clarified what he meant. Kehechel lo liti be, in order that should make any mistakes. So according to Shmuel, the Harani knows that Harani knows that Yom works. So the Mishnah said Harani knows it works. According to Rabbuna, that Harani knows it doesn't work. Unless you say Rinos of the Macher, so the Tana should clarify that. So first of all, we should clarify what the case is. Basachel listi, my the chomer, ki hagab the neder mishua. Then you'll explain how neder is more chomer than shua. V'homil z'kasha l'rabuna. That's a kasha l'rabuna. Avol l'shmul loy kasha klal. The lidei min aziris b'cholin yin yesh neder b'sef neder. Okay. So Ron says, I didn't answer my question. Because if you're worried about this mistake, if you just say yesh neder b'sef neder, I think a cut him and a cut him works. It doesn't work, even according to Shmuel. So the Ron, that's not a kasha. The fact that Tana went from Neder to Naziris, I mean, Naziris, it always works, because Naziris is in, you know, of being Manishtayim. We understand that the Tana could not find a case of Neder which works, and went to the case of Naziris which works. Maya Marta, I mean, come on, cut him like he goes that, cut him like he goes that, ain't Neder, but stuff Neder. That's what you should ask me, even according to Shmuel. My Marta, that become Malkim, a cut him like he goes that, ain't Neder, but stuff Neder. What are you going to ask? You're going to ask me, even according to Shmuel, the still case it doesn't work. But the issue is to clear, people shouldn't make a mistake. We might have told us Hanab and Naziris. Might have told us the Naziris thought he was anonymous. That we're not going to make a mistake and say that if you tell me that Neder, a certain Neder works by Naziris, therefore it works by Kedomis. He said it works by Naziris. Ba'ad Rabba. In a knock and milsim in Naziris, will I be Kedom? Ashvin in the Kedomis, why Neder, a certain Neder? The fact that the Tana was discussing Neder and specifically switched to Naziris tells me that by the standard case of Neder, it doesn't work. So I have no mistakes to make according to Shmuel. But according to Rav Huna, it's very confusing. The Tana should have clarified.
What?
According to Rav Huna, the person says, "Rainy knows a hayyam. Rainy knows a hayyam. It doesn't work." The case of the Mishnah sounds like it. Rainy knows a miracle. Rainy knows a miracle. Sounds like it works. Rav Huna says, "No, it doesn't work unless you say Rainy knows a hayyam. Rainy knows a lemocher." The Tana should have said, spoken that out. But according to Shmuel, the phrase "Rainy knows her yom" works. So the Mishnah says "Rainy knows her yomichol." Rainy knows her yomichol. Makes sense. Okay. So Morris says that it should have done that. Morris says kasha. It's a question. Okay. Now. The more I started to asking a question on Rav Huna, trying to find the case which are contrasting between Shavua versus Neder. Tanya Shneder b'sef Neder. Hey, Hidomi. Ilayim Adam Arayin Ozor, Arayin Ozor, Lamacher. So, if the case is Harein Ozer Yom, Harein Ozer Lamacher, so then it's only fair that the parallel case by Shua is also where the second Shua is adding something more than the first Shua. So, what's the guy by Shua? Omer Shua Shaloichel Tenim. What's Omer Shua Shaloichel Anovim? So, Milo Chayla Shua Al Shua? Okay, that's the more asking the question. The worst is no. The case was Harinos or Hayyim, Harinos or Lamacher. The parallel case is Shua that I'm not going to eat to Einim. The second Shua was I'm not going to eat to Einim and Anov. The Ron says the more terrible is obvious because the parallel case is Nozor Yom Nozor Lamacher. So that case, which means, and the point was because the second Naziris is adding something more than the first one. So the second Shua adds more than the first one. It's not a totally different Shua. Right? So why the more in the Kasha assume that the parallel case by Shua is going to be Shua Shalachal Ta'anim, the second Shua is Shua Shalachal Anavim? That's not the, why the more assume that? Okay. Yesh Lerm is a Tumah. The Haidim Adam Allah, the Ma'ak Shalom Meshua Shalom Echol Tainim, because of our Meshua Shalom Echol Anovim. the matcha assumed that the parallel cases, the first shul was tainim, second shul was an oven. The chimer frakinim, the more answers, mitaminale the shul shalo echel tainim ve an oven. So what changed? Why the more the kash assume this is the correct parallel case? And the more starts, no, that's the correct parallel case. Okay. This is what we're going to go down with, and this is what we're going to come up with. Which means it's a phrase which is used the more this seems to be the correct, the final version. This is what we're. The ma'aksha also was a dinner, matarat was a lishna. Okay. So there. The din is he's to count two naziris. So it's not the pshat the second naziris, it's an overlap to the first naziris, it's a totally separate naziris. The lashon is I'm extending the naziris one more day. So it sounds like it's the first naziris plus more. So it's not lashon, tanim and anovim is the right parallel. Because it's this the original shua plus more. It's not the din. It's two separate naziris totally. So that's a shua of tanim and a shua of anovim. When you said the loch is naziris chal and naziris, what does that mean? Naziris is chal and naziris. It's not really chal and naziris. What you're saying is, since the second naziris is a naziris on day 31, which the first naziris did not touch at all, and the rule is if you make a naziris one day, you're nazir for 30 days. So what you're saying is, you made a nazir. I'm a nazir today. I'm a nazir in 5 years from now. That's the same thing, really. Right? Yes, you're nazir twice. So that's the case. So the parallel case of Shua is an Avim, a Tainim, and then an Avim. Naziris Hainim Mishum, the Kiyama Reinin also Hayyoyim, Kibalov Shleshim Yoyim Rishon. When he says Hayyoyim, it means 30 days. Kiyama Reinin also Lamacher, Kibalov Shleshim Echad. He means 31 days. So it means day 31. The Fish and Naziris Pachusim Shleshim Yoyim. Once you have to do day 31, and it just can't be less than 30 days. Sarak Limna Shloshim Acherim, yes, do another 30. Neder Shein Nidra, Sheinim Meshutav, Neder Rishon Klal. The reason why the second Neder works is because for that day there's no connection at all. So the reason why it works is only because there's a day which is totally independent, not because it's an extension. Each one's distinct. If that's true, because of our shua shal oichol tainim, because of our shua shal oichol anavim. So it's two distinct shuas. Timur says, I don't understand. But he got the shuas. Nami chol shua al shua. Right. So if that's true, the parallel case of shua. What's it works. The Mishnah says it doesn't work. Elavadi, vadai. So what are we forced to say? The Machshas thought process. I mean, it's not Shua's Shein Shua v'Sech Shua. Shua, the second Shua does not work. V'alkarach v'shtei Shua's Cholos Adaber Echad Mesukma. So the reason why it doesn't work is because they're the same Shua. Then. The chvasa ben adorim katani. The parallel case ben adorim is yesh neder b'sech neder, which means the rainy nozer hayoyim, rainy nozer hayoyim. That's Shmuel v'kashu l'rvuna. That's what the Machshon took up. But for Kinnan, the more answer, over the chal r'vuna. Masiz number rainy nozer hayoyim, rainy nozer l'macher. No, the case of Mishnah was nozer hayoyim, nozer l'macher. Like me, because not Hayrei Nozer Yom, Hayrei Nozer Yom doesn't work. So what's the parallel case by Shua? Not like you're saying Shua of Tainim, then a Shua of Anavim, but a Shua of Tainim and Anavim together, which is an extension. Klemmer. You're right that the reason why it works is because day 31 becomes distinct and independent on its own. That's the din, but the lashon, all this is an extension. tibos lishna. The chiyam already knows the lemacher. Ni macher rab shloishim yom kamar means starting tomorrow for 30 days. Rabbi Akila Omer already knows the hayom. Umacher. Shav kan chotef yom mi neder hashenim urabim bizman neder rishon. So, Harein Ozer Hayoim, Harein Ozer Lemacher, is the same thing as saying Harein Ozer Hayoim, Umacher. So, in that one sentence, he's been makabel to Naziris with an overlap of 29 days. Vavu bishoisim chafes yamim enam chalim klal machus nidra sheni. So the first 29 days are in chal. Because of the second netter, because the first one there already. Kamakam alisha chayal nidre. So, such a lashon works to make day 31 part of a naziris. Why? If the first 29 days of that naziris are not effective, so he didn't say already nosir, I'm a nosir for one day. He didn't say I'm a nosir today and I'm a nosir on day 31. He said, I'm a nazir today and tomorrow. Well, tomorrow means from there till there. Well, the, what do you mean from there to there? There's no there to be, have a there. There's no day two. Day two is, it can't be chal. Day three can't be chal. Day four can't be chal. Right? Because it's already chal from the first matter. So I get to say, well, my nazirus was from day two till day 31. 29 days, 29 of those days don't work. We should argue. And so we say that day 2 is there enough to make day 31 the last day of a Naziris. Chayil Nidre Linyan Sheyarim Shloshim Ve'echad Soif Shloshim Yarim Shal Nazir Shniyim. The netter is effective enough to make day 31 the last day of a 30 Naziris. Shrehu Kach Nodar. That's what he said. He didn't say, I want to be a Nazir on day 31, which is only one day, and mainly he has to add 20 days to that. That's not what he said. The first 20 days take effect in order to make day 31 day 30. So theoretically, the second Naziris is Chal, so this is day 30 already. Yeah, but there's a problem. It can't be one day, so we add on 29 more afterwards. Well, if that's the case, the Chosei Gabi Shavuos, because I'm a Shua Shaloichot Tenim by Novim, Gochayel Shua Basraisa Al Tenim Klau. The point of Misha is that the second Shua is not Chal at all on the Tenim, whereas over here the second Aziris is Chal on the first one to the extent of making day, the last day of the second Naziris, the last day. The last of the Ravuna, Shetoko Shua Shua, Filu Bekarlo. So the Kar, this is a form of, we had like we had in the Yevomis, what's called Isser Karlo. There's a count in the Lach of, there's Isser Moisiv, this is Isser Karlo. But the second Isser, includes in it more than the first one. So once it's chal on the more, it's chal on the original part as well. So that's what we should argue. Once the second shua adds anovim, so it takes effect on the anim as well. No, doesn't work. So the Ran says, okay, so that's the pshat in the Gemara, that's Rav Huna's answer, so I don't get it. The Kamokam, Ke'ech the Beshua Shnia, and Achal Al Te'enim, Neshekar Nishbar Aleim. But you're saying that it doesn't take the effect it doesn't take effect on the Tainim. So that's true. So Hu Adin, Benaziris doesn't take effect on the first 29 days either. Kach Naziris, Shnia Enachala, Basim Tisha Yom Rishonim, Nikur Shukar Nozer Behem. The figure on the armor, the Chiamrin, the Chaz of Omer, Shuah Shaloichel Tainim Banovim. Hachikomer, this is like I told you when we learned yesterday. The second shul wasn't, I'm not going to eat Tainim or Anovim. It means Shaloichel or some Ka'achas. I'm not going to eat them together. I'm not going to eat Tainim with Anovim, together with Anovim. And that's the case over there in Shuas. In that case, Rabbi says, that the second Shua is really a new thing. This is the combination. So the first Shua is I can't eat the Tainim, the second Shua is I can't eat the Tainim with the Novim together. But if since it's adding the Isra Novim, so who are then there's an Isra? We don't say once Tainim are Osir, she can't eat Tainim anyway, so the Novim, they're only Osir to eat with Tainim, but they can't be Chal. We don't say that, Rabbi said. Nafmina Shim Ochel Tainim and Novim Behelim Shua Rishona. Is like the second shua was effective. What's in the Geyah? If they're only masim because of the second shua, not the first one, he gets malchus because the shua is chal. I mean, because if the shua is, you know, if you say part of the shua is not chal, if the whole thing is not chal, so you can't get masor for the second one either. He disagrees with the rabbi, and he holds the He didn't make a shua on a novim. He made a shua on a novim with Tainim. And Tainim were also to him anyway. So the part of the shua can't be chal, and therefore the whole shua is not chal. When the Dorim Nami, and then the Kiddush is, Ilu Haya didn't Kishuas, Haya Lono Loimar, we should have said, the Kiman Dachavtash Yoim Loichail Naziris, Shnia, Yam Shashim Nami Loichail. So we should argue the same way over there, the Novim can't be Chal because it's the Novim with the Te'enim. So here it's day 30 with day 29 and 28, etc. And since those days can't be Chal, day 30 is not Chal at all. It means one unit. And that's being mechadish, but by Naziris that does work. But by Shuas it doesn't work. And that's the case of the Mishnah. Okay.